in the tens of millions of dollars or more. Many scientists are saying now that these shuttle missions to the space station are really not delivering any science whatsoever, that it's really a Trojan horse for other programs. And we would maintain that it's really about Star Wars, that these shuttle missions that are going up to the space station are really helping in the preparation for space weapons technologies. They are, each time they go up, they are bringing another piece of the shuttle, putting it together. But the scientists are saying that these space station so-called science experiments really are very basic and very unnecessary. They're not delivering any real science. It's interesting that the International Space Station originally was going to cost $10 billion, but today the price tag has grown to $100 billion, and they're not finished yet. But we know for a fact, though, that every single NASA mission these days, NASA even admits this now, is dual use, meaning every one of them is so-called civilian and military at the same time. So the question then is, what is the military application? And the only game in town these days is developing space weapons technology. So we know that the International Space Station is used as a platform to do tests of Star Wars sensors and other Star Wars technologies on those missions.
But it seems like there almost should be something else going on, the respect that I'm not really very versed in these issues about space, but I'm reading today in the New York Times, 22 paragraphs, 954 words, the local papers, a little shorter stories. They're talking all in these stories about the safety of the mission, the problem with the gouge, a little bit of foam. They're talking about other trips going back up there. But there's hardly anything in these stories about what is actually accomplished by this actual trip. I see a couple sentences here about where it said that during the visit to the International Space Station, Endeavour astronauts conducted 4 spacewalks to perform construction on the space station, which is now about 60% complete. That's the only thing I got in this story about what's actually happening. So we, as you say, you know, tens of millions of dollars being spent here, one would think that, you know, although it's a very dangerous aspect you're talking about in terms of weapons in space there, if they're only doing this work on the space station, it seems like there is a whole lot of going on with not a lot actually going on.
Yeah, well, that's the story. And the reason why they don't talk more about it is because they don't really want the American people to know that there isn't much real science happening. They don't want the American people to know that their money is really being wasted. And they don't want the American people to know that much of what they're doing these days in space is about space weapons development. So the more you can keep the intrigue on the drama of the person, the drama of the possibility of an accident, all the better, because then you completely keep the focus away from the real issues at hand and the incredible waste of money that is ongoing right now within the entire space program.